Good afternoon, Juno. This is the Black Awareness Association's regular Thursday afternoon segment called Conversations with the BAA. Thank you for joining in with us this afternoon. And today we are going to be talking about image and negative stereotyping in the Black community. We invite you to listen in closely, and we'd like to hear from you after discussion what you think and how we can, as a community, move forward from the things that are currently plaguing us. My name is Sherry Patterson. I am the president of the Black Awareness Association, and we're so happy to be with you today. Our panelists are made up today of a few of our members, and we have today Kay, Kelly, Christina, and Michael, who will be joining me on the conversation. And a couple more may be jumping in. A couple of these might be jumping off. We'll just go with it. So thank you for joining us today, and we'll jump right into the conversation. The first thing that I would like to ask the group is, can you share with me what your understanding or your definition of stereotyping or negative stereotyping is? Christina, you want to go first?
Hi, sure. My definition of a stereotype would be anytime you have a belief about a whole group of people that is based mainly on something that you've heard or, but haven't necessarily experienced firsthand, or maybe something that you've experienced once or twice, but you hold that as something that is true always for the entire group.
Okay.
And it may not necessarily be so.
Okay. All right. Kay?
Yes, my idea of negative stereotyping is when we collect information from sources, you know, it could be factual information from sources such as some literature, movies, some books, or having, you know, information about a people or a person that is not really focused just on them. We're addressing the individual as a group. So I think something that can take the place of negative stereotyping is taking the time to learn that one individual as one person and not as a group.
Okay. All right. Kelly, would you like to expound?
I don't know that I have a whole lot more to add. My definition of stereotyping is a lot like Christina's. It's when you take maybe your experiences or something that you heard or something that you have come across as an experience with maybe one person, maybe a few people, maybe a lot of people, and then you apply that idea or that knowledge to an entire group of people. Or when you apply that knowledge to a certain sex, or when you apply that knowledge to more than just that individual encounter that you had with that particular person. That would be my definition.
Okay.
Stereotyping.
Okay. All right. Michael, would you like to join in the conversation?
Yeah. To piggyback off, what Kelly said, my definition's very similar to hers, like a overgeneralized or oversimplified belief of a particular group of people or a person, or in this instance, a group of people that is held by a lot of other people.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, without saying any more or less, I think that'd be my definition. So.
Okay. I found researching some things, knowing that we were getting into this conversation, I found an article online, and it's from the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. And I would just like to read just a portion of it. It says, stereotypes are cognitive structures that contain the perceiver's groups. These cognitive constructs are often created out of a kernel of truth and then distorted beyond reality. Racial stereotypes are constructed beliefs that all members of the same race share given characteristics. These attributed characteristics are usually negative. And that actually sums up everything that all of you said. So thank you so very much for that. And I believe that everything you said is right on. Can you have any one of you had some type of stereo typing or stereotypical incidences in your particular life that you would not mind sharing, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
This is an easy one for me. Just growing up here in town, I shared this with my son a few times, that I often, when I was a kid, playing basketball, because there weren't too many black people that were playing, especially in the smaller towns that we would visit, just based off my race, I would walk onto a court and immediately people would just assume that I was awesome. I would go somewhere else and immediately people, if they didn't know me, would assume that I played basketball. Even though I did, obviously.
Right.
But they would assume not only that I played, but that I was very good. And that can sound like a good thing, but as much as I worked and as hard as I worked, it wasn't because I was black that I that I had any sort of talent. It's because I shot in cold weather with gloves on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just because I was black.
Right.
That happened quite often, especially here as much, but definitely a lot going into smaller places, Ketchikan, Sitka, whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know what? I just remembered a story that someone shared at church a few years ago. He was a visiting minister, and he knew me for years. And of course, I'm black and I do sing. And so he assumed that all blacks could sing. And this is going to be funny. He went to and he, of course, is a Caucasian, and he went to a predominantly black church, and the choir stood up to sing, and he was floored because he said it was horrible. And he was thinking to himself, oh, my God. I thought everybody could sing like Miss Sherry. And he told this in church when he came and visited us, and we laughed, but that was a stereotype, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a funny one, but yeah, exactly. So they can be funny, but for the most part, negative stereotyping is very harmful. It is very hurtful, and when it is done to vulnerable people like our children, or even people that has been abused in bad relationships, and they don't get the support or the encouragements that they need, and all they hear is what somebody else's version of what they should be, is very, very harmful. And so does anybody else have a story that they'd like to tell?
I can tell one.
Okay.
And it's a little different because my dad is in the military. I was raised a military brat. We moved around a lot. And I guess this is me falling out of the stereotype. A lot of people will hear me and not see me and assume that I'm white all the time. All the time. And then they'll see me and be like, you don't sound black, as if black people stereotypically have a way that we sound or a way that we talk. And I worked in the hospitality industry for years, and I never understood why people always ask me, so where are you from? Because they're trying to figure out why my English is so, why I speak so well, why my diction is different. Yeah. Because they think that all black people sound like we're from the Bayou, or all black people sound like Cardi,
yeah.
And we all sound like Lil Wayne, but we don't.
Right, right.
No, some of
right.
us sound quote unquote white.
And
you know, some of us were moved around a lot. Some of us were born and raised in Alaska. Some of us don't all sound the same. And people assume that because my voice is light.
Yes.
People say, oh, it's because it's not heavy. Like, as
wow.
if all black women sound heavy.
Wow.
Black women sound, like, deeper in tone. And I just think that that's a really interesting stereotype. And I don't even think that people mean to offend when they say it. But as a parent, when someone tells my 13-year-old he sounds white, even visiting family from the South, you know, doesn't sound quote unquote white, it puts this idea in his head that his proper English is somehow not right.
Correct.
It's somehow not the way he's supposed to be as a black boy or as a black man, that somehow he should not have proper English. And I just think that that's something that we should really, like, think about. Like, sometimes stereotyping can be, you know, when it's good, it's white, and when it's bad, it's black.
Right.
And trying to get out of that stereotype of, like, sounding white doesn't mean I sound good.
Right.
Sounding black doesn't mean I have to sound bad.
But correct.
You can't stereotype and say that I have to sound one or the other because of my skin color.
I totally agree. Michael, you were going to say something?
No, not. I'm really just listening to what she's saying and agreeing 100%. I can relate to that. My sister, I'm sure, can relate to that on the level.
Yes.
It's a lot of the same things. And with us living in Alaska and having half our family be from Louisiana, visiting down there, and how they would view us as the white black people.
Yes, exactly. That's right. You know,
because,
that's right.
Because we, you know, we enunciate our R's and we, and it has nothing to do with it. I'm just as black as you. I just happen to speak with a different diction. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Grammar is a bit, you know, I know what you said, that it doesn't make you black or white just sound a certain way, but the way that you are view based on it, if it's bad, it's black, and if it's good, then you must be white or live around white people or raised by wolves and white people or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And yes, and
she's right. And getting that turned around, even in our own community, because it doesn't always come from a different race, but then our own community is just as harmful, if not more, to pigeonhole you into something that you're not. Getting us out of that as well is something that I think is definitely possible, but difficult.
Yes.
At least.
Yes. And, you know, I want to just expound on what you guys have just said. I know that I have had conversations with my relatives who live in the South, and they at many times when you guys were teenagers, they wanted to know where their white niece and their white nephew were because of the way you guys sounded, because of the way you said your words and your diction. They did. They called you their white niece and their white nephew. And so I absolutely agree with what Kelly said. And I know, Kelly, want to get back to you. I know that a lot of people, the way you spell your name, black people do not spell their name with an I.
Or black people don't name their daughters Kelly.
Right.
Kelly from Saved by the Bell, Kelly from 90210, Kelly from, you know, from most television shows.
Yes.
Kelly is not black.
Right.
So I can remember my roommate seeing Kelly and was like, oh, I thought you were going to be white, you know?
Right.
And just totally shocked that I was Kelly with an I and I was black.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, my grandmother on my mother's side named me Kelly, but my grandmother on my father's side was a teacher and said that Kelly with an I is feminine and Kelly with a Y was masculine.
Oh.
So there was a whole bunch of black influence in the name, and yet people are like totally astonished that I'm a black Kelly that spells it with an I.
Wow.
And I'm Kelly Renee. That doesn't make it in.
Yeah, exactly.
They think I'm white and French. My last name is Munce and it's spelled M-O-N-T-S. Like, you know, turning into a Patterson has really
helped you out. That's too funny. Yes, Michael, you want to add to that?
Jim Kelly is definitely black. For anybody who out there who knows that Jim Kelly is black, okay?
If
you don't know, then check the Bruce Lee history.
Okay, all righty. Okay. So we want to take a few minutes. Thank you guys for the conversation so far. And we're going to take a break here. And then we want to talk about images and stereotyping in the movies, and specifically talk about the life of Chadwick Boseman, who just passed away, and his take on the the men that he portrayed. Okay? Thank you for listening in so far. We'll be right back.